What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603. For complete details. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. Bonus pod. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Fantasy Football Today. Adam and Dave here talking about Russell Wilson. The Broncos are going to cut Russell Wilson and take on an $85 million hit on their salary cap over the next couple of years in dead money. That's wild, but that's it for Russell Wilson, who thanked everybody in Denver except for Sean Payton in the front office in a Instagram post. What's up, Dave? Did he thank you?
He should thank the front office because of the contract that he got when he went to Denver.
It's true. He was a wealthy man before. He's wealthier now, and he's getting paid regardless here. So we'll talk about Wilson, what he has left, and where we'd like to see him go. And I think there is a YouTube poll, courtesy of Schaefer here. Oh, which team should target Russell Wilson? The Vikings, Falcons, Steelers, or Raiders? What do you think?
Well, first of all, you can target him all you want. Question number one is how much are you going to pay him? And will Russ go? I don't see him taking a cheap deal. I don't see him going to Pittsburgh where he's going to have to compete for the starting job. So I'd throw them out. I think the Vikings will do everything they can to keep Kirk Cousins. What does that leave us with? Las Vegas, where he plays Denver twice a year, that wouldn't be so bad. And Atlanta, where he'd have some good weapons around him. But Raiders aren't exactly in cap heaven, so I'm not sure they could sign him. That would leave Atlanta. And Atlanta might just be the last place he can go where he's pretty much assured a starting job and be given a chance to kind of start all over with a new offensive play caller and a team that hopefully can protect him. That's the thing that bothered him the most last year, was he didn't trust his protection last 2 years. And so if the protection's better, I'd argue he'd have an upgrade in weapons in Atlanta. He might actually be decent enough to say that you'd use him as a bye week replacement quarterback.
Well, we got to talk about what Russell Wilson is at this point, and maybe it's not clear. This was a bit of a bounce back year for him. Wilson was the number 12 quarterback overall. He was number 13 per game in 4 point per pass and touchdown leagues. He was number 14 per game. And I mentioned this last week or 2 weeks ago, he scored the same amount of points, same amount of fantasy points as Jared Goff. So he had an underrated fantasy season, but he did that with 341 rushing yards and 3 rushing touchdowns in 15 games. And then he got benched. He had, I think, the lowest ADOT or air yards per pass attempt of his career, or at least the last many years. I don't know if it goes back all the way to his rookie year, but you know, he was no longer a downfield thrower. He's running that Sean Payton offense. And I think it's fair to say, Dave, he hasn't looked like a dynamic quarterback, a playmaker, a great quarterback in 2 years. I know he was better this past year, but still not a guy that has looked like someone that, oh, you're pumped if you have a wide receiver on your dynasty team and he gets Russell Wilson. I think that's fair to say. The question is can he still be that guy? What do you think of Russell Wilson right now?
Does he still have the fire burning inside him to compete and to win, and especially to try and prove that the last 2 years are not who he is? And I would, you know, players usually are that way. And they want to show that things didn't go right for whatever reason, but it's not their fault. And I thought that Russ did improve a little bit last year. I went back and I looked at his stats. Where did he succeed? And his touchdown rate was pretty high. Remember, we talked about his efficiency all year long. He threw 26 touchdowns. 20 of them came in the red zone. He was top 12 in completion rate in the red zone. Yards per attempt doesn't matter. His EPA per dropback was top five. Touchdown rate in the red zone was almost 30%. That was fourth best. One interception in the red zone. I don't know if it's because of the scheme and Sean Payton finding great plays for Russell Wilson to run, or if it was Russ making plays. But that's a sign of optimism that he can win in the red zone. I bet he did better in the red zone in 2023 than he did in 2022. It's just a matter of his offense getting to that point. And if you're asking him to just kind of manage it between the 20s, and then once he gets near the red zone, Russ, work your magic, help us out there, I think he could bounce back. The days of him being, what didn't he used to be like a top six fantasy quarterback? Yeah. Like, every you could set your watch to it. Those days are gone. Right. We're not drafting him to be anywhere close to that. I don't think we're drafting him to even be top 12, even if he were to go to Atlanta. Late round pick, maybe in a super flex or two QB league. Yeah, he'll probably be like 15th, 16th quarterback off the board. That's probably as good as it's going to get.
Career low yards per attempt last year. So that's something to keep in mind. The year before that, it was the second lowest yards per attempt of his career. So it's been bad in Denver. But, you know, I think people look at his last year in Seattle as a bad year. And I would say that if you look at what he did his last year in Seattle before his injury, he was probably the MVP. I mean, it was only five games. I'll do the first four games. I mean,
he was awesome.
He was insane
that.
The first four games. He's on pace for 38 touchdowns and no interceptions. Yeah. So everything changed so quickly when he went to Denver, and maybe he can be revived.
Just think of the narrative. He had a falling out with the coaches in Seattle, got traded to Denver. Some would suggest that he was the like runner-up for quarterback there because Aaron Rodgers was rumored to be part of a package deal with Nate Hackett. Certainly that's how it worked out for the Jets. And so maybe he was the second choice going into Denver. He realized that he still got paid. Maybe the effort wasn't there. Sean Payton comes in. They have a falling out. They tried to bench him early. I still think that there's something there with Russ, but not enough to say that fantasy managers should go out and get him, especially since we don't know what team he's going to be on.
Yeah. So we don't have a huge YouTube audience right now because this was an impromptu podcast, but we have 12 votes in for our YouTube poll. Which team should target Russell Wilson? The Vikings, Falcons, Steelers, and Raiders. And I'm going to give you the results right after a very quick break on Fantasy Football Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so which team should target Russell Wilson? Vikings, Falcons, Steelers, Raiders. 42% of the vote to the Raiders. Oh boy, we have a 13th vote, and now it's tied. 38% for the Steelers, 38% for the Raiders. Oh, more votes coming in. Vikings and Falcons are trailing behind. Steelers and Raiders tied for the lead. And now the Raiders have taken the lead back. But anyway, it's neck and neck between the Raiders and the Steelers. I voted for the Raiders. I think Dave, I want to see Russell Wilson, for his sake, go on a team that wants to run the ball. I don't think he can be the focal point of an offense right now. Maybe I'm wrong. But, you know, play action game and kind of a physical team. That's what the Raiders want to be. So, anyway, that was my pick.
It's what the Steelers have been.
Yeah.
As long as we've been alive, basically. And it's what the Falcons kind of tried to be last year and still could be this year. I could see them implementing that type of offense and being more physical and trying to protect Russ from himself a little bit. If he went there, I think all the three teams that we're talking about, the Raiders, the Steelers, the Falcons, all kind of have that in common, mm-hmm. but Atlanta, maybe a little bit more upside. Las Vegas too, if they really trust Russell Wilson to air it out because they've got Davante Adams.
So if you're doing a draft right now, you would take Davante Adams in round blank. And if they sign Russell Wilson, you would take Davante Adams in round blank.
I'd have to double check. Give me a second to bring up my rankings, which are still not on the site, by the way, but that's not anybody's problem. I've got him as an early round three pick right now. He'd probably stay there, maybe fall back a couple of spots. Would I put him behind Jalen Waddle and Keenan Allen if Russell Wilson went there? Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe I would. I don't think I'd move him ahead of Rashee Rice or Debo.
You have Drake London as a round blank pick now. You would draft him in round blank if Russell Wilson were his quarterback.
I think if London is the clear wide receiver one for the Falcons, and right now I've got him as a round five pick, I'd keep him in round five with Russell Wilson.
Same question for George Pickens and Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, they're probably not going to change much. They've fallen back in my rankings. Pickens still ahead of Johnson. It's been that way for me for over a year now. Pickens in round six, Deontay Johnson on the 7-8 turn. That's probably where they'd stay, maybe a little bit lower for Pickens if it's Russ.
Justin Jefferson is wide receiver blank for you right now, and he'd be wide receiver blank if they had Russell Wilson.
I would move Justin Jefferson down if Russell Wilson is his quarterback. He'd go behind Tyreek Hill. Would he go behind St. Brown and Chase? I think he might. And honestly, like, Minnesota would be a weird place for him to land. That's a team that throws the ball a ton. Do they really, number one, do they trust Russell Wilson to throw the ball a ton? Number two, would fantasy managers want to trust Justin Jefferson if it's Russell Wilson throwing? Because the one thing, the deep ball accuracy, I could double check it if we have the time. I'm not sure it was very good for him. I know it wasn't very good for him 2 seasons ago. But in 2023, I'm just not sure how good he was in that regard.
Got a question here. I think you addressed half of it, but Jonah says, Dave, if Russ goes to Atlanta, how do you project Pitts in London? Top 15?
Again, if those guys are the only guys there, the top two targets there, I think they're going to stay right where they're at, where Drake London's going to be kind of on the, like call him wide receiver 25, something like that, and Pitts right around tight end 10, 11, 12.
Yeah, he's never really been a tight end guy. I don't know how much that matters to you. Not that he's played with great tight ends per se, but would it be a downgrade for a tight end to get Russell Wilson?
I don't know if I view Kyle Pitts like a typical tight end,
right?
You know what I mean. Like if we're talking about Pat Freiermuth in Pittsburgh or Hockenson in Minnesota. Yeah, I think part of the problem is that Russell was, it's like why he didn't always throw to his running backs. He was kind of force-fed throwing to his running backs in Denver last year. Mm-hmm. Previously, he would just use his legs to make a play, and it wasn't all the time. And he would use, let me take a step back. In Seattle, he would use tight ends a decent amount of the time. It was just, you know, two, three different tight ends on the field a lot. You know, there was the Will Dissly year. And then before that, there's always been a bunch of different tight ends that are a part of the Seattle offense. I'm not saying that he threw to them 25% of the time. He was big time into his wide receivers, from Doug Baldwin to the guys you know in Seattle from last year. So, no, he's never been a big-time tight end guy. He's always been like a big down-the-field type of thrower who didn't do as good of a job with Denver the last 2 years. I'm looking at now his completion rate on throws of 15-plus air yards, under 45%. It's not that great. It's not that awful either. But he always thrived on the second reaction plays, the improvisational plays. Something broke down. He's running out of the pocket. Who's open? Who does he trust? It was Cortland Sutton last year who really embraced that role. Whoever would be in that role, and it would obviously be Justin Jefferson in Minnesota, Not sure who would be in Pittsburgh. Not sure who would be in Atlanta, but whoever was in that role, I guess it would be London. Whoever was in that role would be someone that I would give a little bit more credence to because Russell Wilson's the QB.
I'm going to throw out three more teams that I could see being in the mix. Two of them, they would have to make the decision to not draft a quarterback in the first round. One of them might not have a choice, really, but I'm looking at the Commanders, Patriots, and Giants. And if the Commanders and Patriots in particular, they'd have to take Harrison or something like that. And then maybe go the veteran quarterback route. And the Giants, they could get shut out of the big three, not feel like someone else is worth the sixth overall pick. So I could see those as potential destinations for Russell Wilson.
Sure. And I misspoke earlier about the Raiders cap situation. They've got the space to sign Russ. So the Raiders do. The Vikings certainly would if they didn't re-sign Kirk Cousins. The Steelers really don't. They don't have that much. And the Falcons, although they can make some of the Falcons.
He's making so much money.
Basically the same shape as the Raiders.
He's making so much money that he might not need, he might take the minimum. He might take
Why would he? That's a silly thing to say.
Because
he
doesn't need more money. He's making so much money.
See, now you're thinking like you and you're not thinking like Russell Wilson.
No, okay. Because if he's at the end of his career, and he's already making, a ton of money. Whatever he's making this year, 50 million, whatever. Do you know what it is? How much money he's making this year? Like something crazy, right?
I could go and look it up, but it's a lot.
Right? Like, wouldn't you just want to maybe go to a team that you think is a contender, take a lower salary?
Sure. I think he'd want to do that to try and salvage his legacy, but he's not going to do it for the league minimum. What?
No, not the league minimum. I shouldn't have said that, but like, $5 million.
What?
Yeah, I mean, first of all,
Stidham makes $5 million.
Okay, $10 million? I don't think a team's going to have to necessarily empty the coffers for him because he's already getting paid so much money. There's a possibility that he'll just take a discount to win.
Geno Smith is getting paid $25 million per year on his current contract.
I know,
Russell Wilson taking less than
Geno? He's already making so much more than that. This is the icing on the cake. He's already getting that money.
Maybe he falls in love with the destination and he takes a discount. But I also think if he's got enough money, why does he want to go to a team anyway if he doesn't think it's going to be, worthwhile or worth it to him?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Put his body on the line to go out there again?
No.
We don't know how Russell Wilson thinks.
I'm saying he goes to a team that he thinks has a chance to win, or to be really good.
Yeah, I think he's going to want that. I would imagine that the Steelers and the Falcons are two teams that he could be convinced would be really good and certainly have the chance to win. Falcons especially just because of the way that the NFC South went last year. Steelers, you might look at as a tougher challenge because of how that division played out last year.
I believe the Steelers are right now the odds-on favorite to land Russell Wilson.
And by the way, if he goes to the Raiders, he's in the exact same division he was in. He'll get those two revenge games against Denver, but he's still got to figure out a way to overcome Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in that division. If I'm him, and if the Falcons offer a good amount of money, that's the destination.
Well, there are no good quarterbacks in the AFC North. He should go to the Steelers. Okay, we're out of here. And thank you for finally acknowledging the joke. We're out of here. Thanks for listening to our bonus podcast. I'm sure Heath will talk about it on FFT Dynasty tomorrow. See you later.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.